Enrico Giovannini, head of the Italian Office of Statistics and former chief statistician to the OECD. Enrico, we're at the OECD Fourth World Forum in Delhi to discuss measuring well-being. You're here too. Why is that so important to do?
When we started this story in Palermo with the first forum in 2004, we were not aware of the wide range of initiatives that were being developed around the world. Then we operated to make this a real world movement. And I think that in this particular forum, the sense of a world movement came up very clearly. It's so important to measure well-being and progress in order to change our policies, in order to put important targets at the core of our policies, but also in order to raise awareness in people's life that they are actors of their own well-being. And so the accountability side of this effort is as important as the policy side.
Okay, and there's been a lot of talk about measuring progress as well as measuring well-being. Are those two things the same thing?
No. In the OECD framework that we published in 2009, we said that what we should focus is the equitable and sustainable well-being. And progress happens when this equitable and sustainable well-being increases. Now, of course, the question is how do you measure equitable and sustainable well-being? But the presentations we are seeing at this forum show that around the world we are converging towards a few fundamental pieces of this framework. Is health, is of course work, but also leisure, is the possibility of having interpersonal relations, the environment, and so on and so forth. So these are ingredients that are appearing very similar around the world. So I think that we can converge towards something that would be rough, maybe, but common view of what equitable and sustainable well-being is about.
Okay, and we have heard two speeches from Professor Stieglitz and from Professor Deaton. Professor Stieglitz talked about the importance of looking beyond GDP, but Professor Deaton perhaps said that there was maybe still a place for GDP. Do you think there is still a place for measuring GDP as well as looking beyond GDP?
Well, GDP is an important measure of what is produced. This doesn't mean that it's a good measure of economic well-being of people. But national accounts, as Deaton said, provide a lot of other variables. For example, in the Stieglitz Commission, we have clearly indicated that the best measure that the system of national accounts provides is the net adjusted disposable income of households, which is something that is very close to people's life because it's what they get out in net terms, out of their work. So the system of national accounts is very rich of variables that can be helpful, but as not everything can be priced, it's clear that it has limitations. This is why we have to go beyond GDP, but using GDP for what it was invented, in a sense, but also other measures of the system of national accounts that can be relevant.
Okay, and something which has been talked about a lot is addressing inequalities. Why does that come up so often when people are talking about looking beyond GDP?
Well, there are two dimensions of inequality. One is the intragenerational, which is the inequality here and now in a particular country. And inequality is not just between rich and poor, but can be between men and women. It can be between young people and old people, and so on. And then there is the intergenerational inequality, which is about sustainability, the fact that the current generations is taking from future resources that are, let's say, relevant for future generations. Now, what we are seeing now is that also because of the crisis, it's very difficult to measure inequalities because, for example, if there is a downturn in the economy, it looks like the Gini coefficient of poverty is reducing because, of course, the rich people are getting worse, in a sense, more than the poor people who don't have financial assets, for example. It's just to say that measuring inequality is a very complex phenomenon and requires very complex instruments. And here we have not yet reached a clear consensus on a single measure. So again, we have to rely on a set of measures for inequality.
Enrico Giovannini, thank you very much.
Thank you to you.